The coronavirus pandemic has left millions of people across Michigan working remotely from home or not at all. But this week, the State House of Representatives is scheduled to go back to work in Lansing. That includes Larry Inman, who represents Northern Michigan's 104th District. Inman faces two federal corruption charges after beating a third last year, and he's been stripped of nearly all his political power. But he keeps showing up for work. In February, IPR's Max Johnston followed the controversial lawmaker for a day at the Capitol.
State Representative Larry Inman says he can still do his job, but right now he's locked out of his office. He knows it won't work, but he's swiping his key card to try and get in.
Here's my card.
He pulls on the door, but it won't budge. Inman hasn't been in his office for months, and he would like to collect all the mail that's built up under his door.
These are normal mailings that go to representatives' offices.
And so this is a couple weeks' worth of mail.
Yeah, because last time I was here, there was nothing there.
Days like these, when the legislature is in session, are full of energy. Politicians, staffers, and reporters dart across Lansing to hold meetings and go over bills. But Larry Inman's days are slow. He can't have meetings in his office. His staff doesn't work for him anymore. He can't caucus with other lawmakers. He can introduce bills and vote on other ones, but that's about it.
I'm able to represent the citizens of Hovind and Forth. I just can't represent them to the degree that I had previous to, you know, these charges coming out.
Around this time last year, Larry Inman was fresh off a close re-election win for a third term. Then he was indicted on three federal corruption charges. The Speaker of the State House quickly revoked Inman's office access, kicked him off his committee, and publicly asked him to resign. Larry Inman says he's innocent of all charges and won't step down.
You know, I'm going to stand up for what I think is right, and that is I did not do anything wrong. The only way I can prove that to people is to say, I'm not going anywhere.
As Inman leaves his office and heads downstairs, a lobbyist that testified against him in court walks by. He sees Inman and leaves the building. Inman's days in Lansing are full of awkward run-ins like this. Tristan Cole is the State House Majority Leader. He was one of many lawmakers that asked Inman to resign. Cole admits it's strange working with him.
It's a little bit awkward because there are still outstanding indictments. So how do you, everything you may do or say with someone that's under indictment may be under future scrutiny. And so it is a little awkward.
Rick Pluta is a reporter that's covered the state capitol for three decades. He talks to lawmakers almost every day, but says no one wants to talk about Larry Inman. Pluta says the charges against him were an indictment of the fundraising and lobbying culture in Lansing.
Larry Inman had become a problem, and this problem needed to go away. He was absolutely viewed as toxic. No question.
As Larry Inman enters the Capitol building, he says hi to various people like the sergeant at arms.
One more thing.
How are you representing?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good, sir. How you doing?
Hanging in there.
I understand you got special guests today.
Yes, sir.
Inman says after returning to the Capitol, even exchanging small pleasantries like this took a while. As the session starts, Inman waits alone at his desk while other House Republicans head into their chambers to caucus. His colleagues go over bills in person. Larry Inman pulls them up on his phone.
You're walking in blind. So, you know, you got a sheet of paper with a list of bills, and it's my responsibility. And before it was my staff to help me get all the information on the bills. Now I've got to do it through my phone by looking up the bill numbers and then trying to determine whether I'd like the bill or not.
Mr. Speaker, 8 quorum of the House is present. No members are absent with prior excuse.
Other representatives, including two that testified against Inman in court, enter the chamber. They mingle and get ready for the session. Representative Inman says hi to his seatmates, but no one stops to talk to him. Several bills are introduced and read through.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to proceed to the order of second reading of bills and take up calendar item 22, House Bill 4923.
This bill increases penalties for manufacturing or installing counterfeit airbags. When it goes to a vote a week later, Larry Inman votes yay, and it's sent to the state Senate. Inman can still introduce bills, but he hasn't. He says that's pretty unrealistic without staff to help him, and even if he did, other lawmakers wouldn't support it.
I don't think they're poised to allow me to have a public act while I'm under indictment.
After the session ends, lawmakers split up. Some head back to their offices for meetings, others head to committee hearings. But Larry Inman's day is done. He's staying with a friend nearby to avoid hotel expenses. Larry Inman is still in office, much to the chagrin of some people in his district, like Sandra Hardy. She was the first woman ever elected to the Grand Traverse County Commission and met Inman over 20 years ago.
He didn't seem terribly interested in anything that had happened prior to his arrival on the scene.
Hardy was one of the leaders of an unsuccessful effort to remove Larry Inman from office. The group got over 13,000 signatures on their petition, but it failed because some were found to be invalid. Hardy says they weren't hung up on the charges or Inman's drug use. He missed more than 130 votes in the House last year while dealing with his court case and drug problem. That's why Hardy wants him gone.
I don't know the law about this. I'm just thinking that most people can't miss 3 months of work without getting fired.
Inman says he missed work for valid medical and legal reasons, and says the recall effort was politically motivated. But Hardy, a registered Republican, says that's not true. She says if Inman won't resign, the legislature should kick him out. But she does sympathize with the situation he's in.
And I can only imagine how awful that would be, is to be scorned by your party and yet sitting in their midst.
After a hung jury and partial acquittal last time around, prosecutors want to take Inman to trial again. The judge will determine if that's necessary in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Inman says he'll keep showing up to work. On session days in Lansing, reporter Rick Pluta has a routine. He strolls to the House floor and preps his recording equipment. He often walks by Larry Inman as he's working at his desk.
Every day when I walk in and move over to the press area, he's there. He gives a smile, a thumbs up, and goes, "I'm still here."
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.